All right, let's try that again. Not that I'm going to be able to talk any better, because I just got out of bed about 45 minutes ago. Threw a bunch of shit in the $500 pickup truck, and now we're cruising down to the storage unit because I got to put this shit away. It's the last day for me to be in the old apartment, so I got to wrap all that up. God, I swear to God, man. I don't know where all this shit came from. There was this illusion. I suffered an illusion. I was under the illusion I was doing really good, because I had a day I'd be like, all right, today I'm going to get all the photography gear out, right? And today I'm getting all the books out. All right, today I'm getting the records out. Today I'm going to get the bookshelves out. And each day I'm coming up and I'm going, oh, I'm going to get this done today. And I got it done. Fucking leaf blowers. You guys know how much I hate leaf blowers. Oh my God, I fucking hate leaf blowers. So here, we're driving through downtown Fort Collins. There's no hot chicks now because it's 6:30 in the morning on a Sunday. They're blowing the dirt off the sidewalk. Oh, there's the fuzz. They're blowing the dirt off the sidewalk into the street, and then the cars will drive by and stir the dirt up and it'll go back on. Just stop. Stop with the fucking leaf blowers. That one day when I saw the guy leaf blowing the dirt off of the rocks in the xenoscaping, I almost lost my shit. Like, what in the fuck is going on, people? Ah, I get stuck at this red light. And God, I have not seen so many trains as in the last 2 or 3 days that I've been trying to move shit. Oh my God. Because the storage unit is on one side of the train track and my apartment's on the other side. Fucking Christ. Anyhow, I was under the illusion that I was making really good progress. And then, because I was getting out, you know, in retrospect, I realized what my mistake was. Because I was getting out all these big chunks. And it was great, you know, you got a chunk. Photography shit, that's a giant chunk. Your comic books, chunk. You know, bookshelves, chunk. I got the fucking bed out, there's a chunk. God, that was a pain in the ass. Okay, so I have a water bed, for those of you who didn't know that. And there's these people who have, You know, there's this mythology, this illusion, this whatever. That, oh, water beds are, because the water will get out and destroy everything. Let me tell you something, man. Getting water out of a water bed is fucking difficult as hell. It took me over an hour to start getting the water out of that thing. So, well, what if it gets a hole in it? Well, first of all, the hole's going to get in the top, most likely, because that's the part that's exposed to shit. So let me ask you this. If you take like a cake pan and you fill it up with water, all right, and then you put, say, some saran wrap on top of the cake pan, okay, and then you punch a hole in the saran wrap, does the water come flowing the fuck out? Well, no, because gravity keeps it in there, and that's how a fucking waterbed works. The fucking water doesn't go anywhere. It's in a fucking giant pan, essentially. My God, I thought I'd never get the fucking water out of that thing. And then taking it apart, disassembling it. And, you know, I put the thing together 20 fucking years ago. I'd forgotten how goddamn complex it is. All right, we're in. Oh, God. Anyhow, and I got down to the end here, where it's just all this little piddly shit, and it's taken forever. I'm like, God damn it. And I got to the clothes in the closet, and I'm like, ah, that's what I got in the back of the pickup right now, because for some reason, stupidity, I thought that saving the clothing in the closet till the last was going to be a good idea. Okay, if I ever move again, I come on the... I'm good, guys. I'm moving again. I want all you motherfuckers to email me and say, hey, stupid, don't save the fucking clothing in the closet for last, okay? Because I'll forget this lesson. holy shit, was that a mistake? God. And what I should have done, if I wasn't stupid, I'd have gone through and picked out assorted outfits, right? And just packed that up for the time that I'm going to be in exile here and been done with it. But, fuck no. Fuck no. The Great One didn't think that far ahead. He's fucking stupid. So I'm trying to pack clothes up last night. It's like, it's 1 a.m. That's no bullshit. I got about, what, maybe 3.5 hours of sleep here, maybe 4. 1:00 a.m, I'm packing clothes up and just pulling things out, going, all right, I'll keep this. Okay, I mean, you need some clothes. All right, I'll keep this. I'm just like, fuck. I'm so tired. I'm so fucking tired of this. I'm just done with moving. I get this over with. The next month, I'm going to do everything I can to just relax and go with the flow and enjoy it. All right, I got to go shuffle shit around in my storage unit and figure out how I'm going to make all this shit fit in here. Because I'm also running out of room in the storage unit, which is why I bought the biggest one. All right, later.